All right. Yeah, one correction from last week with the tefillah that we ended off with. Yes, I made a mistake between the Zava Gadol and the Zava Ketana. Zava Ketana needs to can be told that a man has to wait till the night. Zava Gadol, which is what our women are, or that's what Chayshah they are. Now Zava Ketana is if in between, right? It says it's going way back, right? It's 7-11, 7-11, right? 7 days you may need her, 11 days you may zeal. So she sees one day and knows. 11 days, so she's Zava Ketana. Right? So Mameila, she can go to for that day, but she has to wait till the night to be Tahara. Now she needs Harav Shamash. Zava Gedala doesn't. Zava Gedala can mix with the Yom Kikula, and she's talking with the Betashmash that day. Right? So the reason why Chachamim is talking is that maybe she's going to have Tashmash Beheter. And then for some reason she'll see Dom and then it'll be sized for the whole thing in the frame. Huh? It's just interesting at what point, like what the Torah couldn't figure that out. I don't mean that's like an opicardistic question. But what happened that the Chacham decided to make that Zera unless women start standing more? That's the only thing I can say. Okay, anyways, right, it doesn't make much nafkamina, but that was just a mistake. Yeah, so Kolei Dina Chatzitza. Now there is a place in Orach Chaim where a lot of these halachas are discussed. You know where they were?
Where this is discussed?
Chatzitza, Dina Chatzitza. No, I mean, I guess a little bit, but it's fine. Washing your hands. Then the tefillah see that. Right. A lot of the same halachas. Yeah. So ain't a tefillah shera. So tefillah is not kosher. Actually, titva is kol guf b'pamachas. She's got to be tefillah with her whole guf at one time. Right. You're 20 minutes late.
He's got the text message very late in the game.
Yeah. Okay. You got a phone call.
No, I just showed up. So, yeah.
Pretty impressive.
What?
Phenomenal time.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, after the tefillah is not kosher, she has to be covered her whole group of pamachas. Meaning, she can't toggle her arm, her right arm, then her left arm, then her right leg, then left leg, and then. Right?
Or is it she's still in the water?
What does that mean?
Mm. Don't we say that, like, if part of her body is touching the water, the rest of her body is wet, that, like,
needs a chibur and all that. That's not really needs a chibur, but not the chibur. We're not gonna. No, the whole body's got to be under the water. Right? Look at the aleph on that. Final lafugim total lechatzoyim. Okay, that's obvious. It's coming to exclude the total half. The grata, there is a place where people mix this up. That's by Hagolas Kelim. That's a Tfilas Kelim also. The whole Kli has to be submerged at the same time. Right? So people, that when they're doing Hagolas Kelim, you know, Tavilin, and not Tavilin, Kashering Kelim, think that they have to kasher, let's say they're kashering forks. So they boil up the pot of water and they put in the fork. Right? But then how do you get the fork out of there?
Wait till it cools up.
What?
Yeah, just wait till it cools up.
You could do that.
Or just put a nut in, like.
But that's not the best thing to do, because then it's it. Or you can hold one end of the fork and do the agol on that, then take it out and stick in the other end of the fork.
That would be good.
Masha'en kain. But people assume that, oh, when you're doing things with kalim, so it's always got to be the whole thing at once. That's
not true. But
kalim has got to be by nashim. But by hagolas kalim, it doesn't have to be like that. You got 6 months to remember that one. Yeah? But Sifra Yolofa is very interesting. How do we know? Why does the whole body have to be at the same time? But Sifra Yolofa mean a cost of Kim Rochat Psari Bamaim Uva Shemesh Mutar, right? If they wash the body, the Basa with Mayim, and comes the Shemesh, and it's going to be Mutar. And Redashina Mabi Yashim Shoy Kulay Ka'achas, just like the sun rises, it's the whole sun. So too the whole rechis is going to be like one. The Ayin Baruch HaShulchan Shabir, and he explains Shabir Shemesh Hainu Kishan Shemesh Shekas when it's chasis min ha'aretz, when the Shemesh Shekas, when it sinks and it goes under the horizon, like Nishar Mimena Afilu Mitzas Ha'aretz, there's nothing left. Once it's down, it's completely down. My came be as mine, cool like a achas. So too, the whole be as mine is also going to be like one.
A little weird, huh?
They're a little weird. Yeah, it's. I mean, because you could time it. Well, maybe you have half shkia, so. No, so it's set slowly. So that's way you got to go into the mikvah like slowly. Yeah, slowly, and then. That's what the Rosh Hashanah is saying. That it goes down, and then once it's down, it's down. You don't see any part of it sticking over the horizon. You don't like it. Yeah, it's
weird.
Yeah, it's an interesting, okay. It's an interesting limud. Okay, fine. So that's the first thing. So the whole body's got to be done at once. So l'chein, in b'shas tefila, nish'ara, afilu saira achas chutz l'mayim, even one hair is outside the water, then adayin he b'tumasin, and she's still tmei. Right, which is why there's a shemeres there to make sure that one hair doesn't come out of the water.
She would have to cut it afterwards. Would it be okay then?
No.
You have to do the whole thing.
Just that's a different shadow. If she cut it afterwards, maybe the hair was a chatzitza. We'll get to that in a minute.
You have to cut all the hairs you normally
because
would,
if it's something
cut
that you imidly cut it, it's you're about to cut it off. So that means it's really as if
you don't want it to.
Yeah, right. So then maybe that's a chatzitza. So it's a double problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Agav, this is the reason why the Chassidish women shave the hair. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons.
I think maybe it'll be above the water?
Because
of chatzitza? Yeah, so people think it's chatzitza. I don't think that's really... I mean, the Mitzvah Chatzitza says it's because of this. You don't have the hair above the water. Which is...
that's
a very interesting reason to shave the hair.
Get a short haircut. Going to the
especially if you have a lady that watches
it first. Go into the mikveh head first.
I don't even know what it says. I was pretty surprised when I saw it. I just Agav came across it.
So they don't have to shave their head when they're pregnant.
I guess.
Probably once you start shaving,
yeah,
your head,
just keep on shaving.
Stubble's not comfortable.
I guess I don't know. Fine. The chain saru shalaisi a chatzitza bin gufa l'mayim. Not only that, but so you got to make sure that there's no chatzitza between the body and the water. How do you know that? So gimel on the bottom. She can't see, but rochatz is b'sari b'mayim. But darshu b'chom shalaisi davar chatzitz be b'sari l'mayim. From the word b'sari b'mayim, so there should be nothing between the basar and the mayim. Right? Shafilu im kol gufa mechusa b'mayim. Back on the top. That even if her whole body is hidden by water, meaning it's in the water, she's got to make sure that there's nothing separating. That's the loaded question. Right, what exactly is chatzitza? Right? Is it anything foreign? Or, I mean, I can go through it, that's the whole thing, but how about like a pacemaker?
Really?
No, I'm serious.
That insulin?
So dyed hair.
Dyed, I'm saying, we're gonna, you know, there's a lot of hechatimsa. You think about it. Why isn't
it
a pacemaker or chatzitza?
Because
it's insulin.
No, what about a cavity in it, too?
Huh?
So, what about a cavity? Or braces? Braces are a big problem.
Well, we're gonna discuss, we'll get to it, but it's just an interesting question. So, contact.
I'd say braces are a big issue.
Braces, stitches. Alright? Temporary tooth fillings, permanent tooth fillings.
Talks about all these
casts, band-aids, and all that type of stuff. What? So that's
belly button, huh?
That was it.
No, you didn't hear what he said.
I heard what he said.
No. What did you say?
Belly button lint.
I thought you were saying something else. Your question was something else.
Well, that was something I thought he said ring.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought he said
that too.
No, but all rings. Yeah, why would a ring be any different than an earring?
No, because it could be that ring there that never gets removed. I mean, I don't know what the I'm not sure what the minhag ha'olam is with that.
So it never gets removed.
Well, we'll get to that. Yeah,
but still,
if she never ever removes it,
that's not the same thing as the ring. He just said anything that's in between the skin and the water.
But that has to. But then he also says, and further, we're going to explain what's considered chatzitza.
Granted, I'm just saying that I would. Okay, so.
Okay, so let's see.
What about my wife never takes off her engagement ring, her wedding ring, whatever?
Because she's afraid her husband's going to pawn it or something.
The wedding ring. The wedding ring she can keep. No, she never takes it off.
So
she doesn't have to take it off.
What's that? So we'll see. There's a difference, a big difference between lechatchila and b'diavad. All these halachos are basically because lechatchila, we're going to see that you got to take everything off. All right. But the shaila becomes on b'diavad, and then in b'diavad there's many madrigas. There's b'diavad where she's still in the mikvah. There's b'diavad where she got home. Right. Is the Bidiyavit where she already touched her Baal, and is the Bidiyavit ready the next day? There's all different madrigas of Bidiyavit. Right? Bidiyavit, the next day, if she chaps, then that's really got to be a real chatzitz in order to go back to the next day.
In that case, would whatever happened the night before be better?
No.
What, the belly button?
It depends. It depends what type of chatzitza it is. All right, if it's a real chatzitza, then if it's a real chatzitza, then she's gonna have to go back. But it has to be a real chatzitza in order for it to have to go back. All the chumras that we're gonna see, if she wants, she was with her husband, then that's it. Because we're afraid of, very interesting Allah also, because we're afraid that it's gonna be mercy laws on any child that they on the. Child that they have, that they're going to think, oh, it's a ben or bas nida. It's interesting because who's exactly sitting down with a calendar figuring out exactly, oh, so.
Okay, she was supposed to go to the mikveh then. She was supposed to go to the mikveh then. It wasn't about time. The calendar wouldn't matter.
Well, no, but if you make her go back to the mikveh lady,
so she should have told her then. Was she calling her the next day?
She didn't make a lady in chop, I guess. She wasn't such a good one.
But the next day she touches the.
No, the lady herself chop.
The replay.
The lady herself. The lady herself chop.
The Mick lady seems to go back again the next day, I mean.
Right.
So it's a day, you can't tell within the day.
I don't know, this is as well. That's what it is. Yeah, okay, so let's see. So in the chatzitza, there's a big difference between the Raisa and the Rabbam. If you go with the Raisa, it really is pretty much impossible to be told with a chatzitza with the Raisa. On page Tzadik Gimel Peres.
Yeah, I still don't know how to find
Yeah. Ein chatzitza paselas as a tefillah midin Torah. So chatzitza will not possible. You need both of them. Both of these reasons. One, not reasons, but both of these requirements. The chatzitza nimtzeis al roiv haguf. The chatzitza's got to be on most of the body. So right there, you pretty much. Right. Who's got a chatzitza on roiv of the body? Airbrushed tan. What do you call it? This came up. Air. Yeah. I don't know how it works. Airbrush tan.
Airbrush.
Right? I don't know.
The tattoo is inside the skin. The tattoo wouldn't be a problem, right?
The tattoo
was inside the skin. It's literally.
We'll get to that.
So what's the dinner with the tanning?
With the tanning? I don't know, because if it's rugged to go, then it's. What are you dealing with?
She wants it, though. Tan, she wants.
I think she wants. Right, that's the next. So the first thing is it's got to be on roiv haguf. Again, this is the raisa, right? It's got to be on roiv haguf and beis shayisha makpida al chatzitza shleisiya haguf. She's makpid that she doesn't want it there.
It would be pretty,
right?
What?
That's like
it's pretty
traveling with mud on you. So it's almost.
So what is this? Body cast.
A body cast, maybe. Yeah. you got different issue. How's the lady getting into the mikveh? What about it? That's
check her in.
Oh, you fell over there, yeah.
But even yeah. So, if a woman has a body cast issue, you're going to have to come in.
Yeah.
No, no, I'm saying, how should the bedikah for?
How should the bedikah? No, that's a different shot. I was in the Isha trust another Isha to do the bedikah for.
She's in a box?
Yeah, so we do. We do. Isha can do the bedikah for.
What do you mean, do the bedikah for? Check if she's. Is there anything on her, you mean?
No, no. Bedikah with the, for the bedikah cost.
Why couldn't she do it herself?
If she's in a body kit. Okay, we're getting a little carried away.
Could we realistically ever have a...
What's a realistic case? I don't think there is.
Could we ever have a case of Darius? Realistically, someone's going to...
On the way to the mikvah, she fell into a pit of mud.
And then she...
And then gets there and no one tells her you should really clean yourself off. But the mud gets washed off in the mikvah.
That's a you should discuss the mud. I have a better question. What about the mud on the floor of the mikveh? What about her feet on the floor of the mikveh? Is that a chitzitza?
That's not even the slippers.
The
little paper slippers.
What is that?
On the trout.
It wouldn't be right on the
on the mikveh itself.
In the mikveh, you have to stop there with the rabbanon that was. I don't know. I'm getting carried away. So,
you're allowed to stand on the floor of the mikveh. They don't have to jump. No, when I go to the mikveh, like I float.
you jump in the mikveh and there's water on.
Cannonball.
I'm in there. I kick my feet off the floor.
Yeah.
So I'm free. I'm free.
It's just a from God. You don't have to do that. Okay, we'll get to that.
Alright.
But that's a good question, man. If you own a chatzitza, is not. Okay, well, let's, when we get to the rabbanon.
Oh, water can't even hit the bottom of the feet then.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know how you get a chatzitza there, right?
Makes sense.
Huh? Chatzitza, yeah, on Rav Guf that can happen with this air tan, but she's got, yeah, what happens if it's a busted tan? It's like starting to peel.
It's also
right?
Sunburn.
Or a sunburn on all the whole body and it's peeling. No, that's a bit, whether it's a, whether a chatzitza or not, we'll get to, but let's say it is a chatzitza.
We get to an unnatural sunburn, not like natural sunburn.
Well, natural sunburn is the skin starts peeling. So it's feeling in most of her body.
What is an unnatural sunburn? What do you
she
call it?
Yeah,
feeling.
I'm not talking about coloring, like
you get burned in the salon.
You get burnt, not tanned? Burnt?
Yeah, you can get burnt, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So peeling skin is saying
my neck is tanned.
No, I'm not saying that's already a different story. Well, it's peeling skin is chatzitza. You definitely have to get rid of it. Okay, we'll get to it. But man, I don't know what cases are. So use your imagination, somebody can figure it out. But okay, that's the rest. You need those two. That's gonna be Roiva Guf, and she's gotta not want that thing to be on her guf. Right? The Chachamim Gazru, even one or the other. If it's on Roiva the Guf, Hareza Chetzes, Afiluim Ein Makbid Ela. Even if she's not makbid, like this, the chayra, this airbrush tan, I think whatever it's called. Maybe. Right? Because it's on Roy with the goat.
So who's saying that?
That's a chum. That's okay. Not disputable, right? The chayin in machatzitza al mir taguf, and this is the one that's much more nege. The chatzitza is on a smaller part of the goof, avalhi makbid ala, but she's makbid on it, then her reza says, then that's a chatzitza.
She's makbid that she wants it there?
What?
She doesn't want it.
And she's makbid on it that she doesn't want it. When she's makbid, it means makbid, not there. No.
Why is it like nail polish or anything like that? Why is that a problem?
Oh,
we'll
get to
this.
We'll get to that. Oh, so we'll get to
that. Let's say she actually wants it.
What does that mean? She's makbid on it. Where?
Let's say she definitely wants it.
Different women have different hakfrizl. Different women have different hakfrizl. And even every woman has a different meaning. A woman won't go to a wedding the way she hangs out in her house, right? Mm-hmm. And the way she goes in the streets. So there's different levels of chatzitza. So how do you judge it?
Why are the guys in?
And then you have a woman that's not being mocked because she's going to the mikvah, but otherwise she'd put it back on.
Why are the guys in?
Why were they?
I think because usually we have a gezeira like because a lot of other stuff because people are going to forget and start doing other things. But like we said before,
usually with all the other stuff we're making gezeiras, one makes sense.
No, I'm saying, but they're making a gezeira that you only do one of these two. But they're admitting that this is a daraisa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the raiva go.
It's
That already is not. That's a more chashash rachuk. He's saying to the guys.
No, because I'm saying
the hakvada part. That's
usually with a lot of other stuff in yidachum or guys or something. So you won't come to do something.
Right.
But with here, like you're not going to come to do a deraisa because I mean we can't even think of a case where there's deraisa. What are exactly where are you going to come to?
Well, you can.
You're
going to
go into the mikvah with
one.
The katzim.
You'll have one or the other. So that's.
But then that's not a deraisa. So what are they worried about?
Telling you that you can't wear, that you don't wear clothes, it has to be without clothing.
What do you mean?
I'm saying, is that what it's referring to? Just no clothing? You would think maybe you can go in with the clothing on.
Yeah, so that's
right. That would be right.
That's
she's not makbid on it though.
I don't think
it's
also just that you can't have clothing.
She wants to be dressed.
Tight, not. If it's loose, then it may not be a problem either.
What if you're wearing clothing that you want to be wearing?
What
you do, Batson, right?
Yeah,
everybody wants to be wet.
Not if they're wet.
But then they're,
not if they're wet.
Not if they're wet.
Bathing suit, though.
So is that what they
people want to wear?
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Else why is it so frustrating? You can't be.
I don't understand the gear. I don't understand how they, why they were wearing it.
They definitely were going to meet Hamas with Atu.
David, even if
they
didn't
meet Hamas with Atu.
You do
it
though.
You need a mask. Well, no, I understand that, but what are they? Usually, the Gezer is coming
right,
to help us. No?
Yeah, I don't remember why
no,
they
like,
decided to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't want to wear clothing.
Yeah, I have to look
in
that. Right? Okay, so, ulachatkhila though, like Tifal Isha, afilo miyashalel chatzitza b'miyat haguf ve'enam afilo. However, that this is the important part. Right? Lachatkhila though, she's not allowed to be koivul. The chatzila, she's not allowed to be toivel, even if she has a chatzitza miraguf, and she's not makbid on it. Right? So that's why this whole, that line pretty much knocks out the whole sinan, the chatzila.
Regardless of something
right?
The yevet, and then
the chatzila,
you should
do even
more.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's see, hey, on the footnote. שלחתחילה אין לטבל אפילו בדברם שאינם חייצתם עתו דברם החייצתם. לחתחילה, you shouldn't be tovel with things that are not chayitzit, because you might, once you start allowing a woman to be tovel with something that's not chayitzit, then it might come.
There's a big space in between little, like a, you know, a little piece of dead skin around the cuticles with a finger to all of a sudden things that are rove guf that they're
machlokes. Oh, good, I mean, it's a machlokes. This is a machlokes. It's not, this is not. So Pasha, it's a Ramah. The Shaila is exactly, it's a Ramah based on a Shari Dura, and the Shaila is what the Shari Dura was talking about, but that's, what exact case was he talking about? But the way most of the Pais can learn, it's anything. Any, even the smallest amount, even where the Chatzchilish shouldn't be told, right? Fine, so, that's, he brings a bunch of, Shitas here, but Filim HaChatzitza Enam Hudekas. Even if the chatzit is not tight, right? Lo yisidu al lechatzchila, she shouldn't be tied with lechatzchila. The word is irritara. Bimi efshar, yeah, I skipped a few lines there. Bimi efshar lahasa chatzit zu, havi kediyev. Now let's say you're not able to remove the chatzit. This is where all the shilas come in. You're not allowed to remove the chatzit. Havi kediyev, then it's like a bediyev. Can't cause the chokmas adam. בעין ברוך השולם שקוסף שאם יש לה איזה צורך בזה כמו לרפואו כיועצה בזה that she has a need to have this thing on יכול ללעשות כן לחתכי ולטפול עם חצי תצאלו
she can't take it off
right?
aka cast
stitches
braces
any of these
is braces really in the refuah?
Now that doesn't mean that that's what we pass
is braces a refuah?
Are any of these been the other enough
braces,
like if she's getting
is that a refuah? You mean just for looks?
Usually.
I mean, there's others. There's, yeah.
Alright. Are any of the.
What do you mean?
We're saying here we have.
Yeah, but the other means if she went to the mikvah and then she called the Rav would probably say it's okay, that's the case with the other. But lechatchila she calls the Rav might say, go to the dentist and get, or go to the doctor and get the stitches moved, or wait 3-4 days till the stitches.
Well, so does that mean that, let's say, in a cast, if she would get out tomorrow, they would tell her, wait and don't go to the mikvah till tomorrow?
Possibly.
Yeah,
that's always the issue with these chumras that you keep in need of. Yeah, no, no.
Should you push off starting the Shiva Nikim? You need to have the Tara, or should you push off Mikvah?
We discussed that.
Push off Mikvah because maybe you won't even hit Mikvah night anyway. Right,
what we
said.
Yeah, he says that you should. The way he passes here in this day, that you should be has to come on top.
Because maybe you won't hit there anyway. What do you hold?
Why would you push over the rest of the Rabbanim? That's okay, you could ask that all over the Hasnid. Anytime you mashman on anything in the Hasnid, you're pushing off of the rest of the Rabbanim. Because you'll be the kind of the rest of the next day.
Who's Matthew?
Right? This is like a.
But that's what any time you might you remarked on non-maras and all that stuff. Even though we wait to in the Kia, there's a big chumrah, right? And there's another one here. Look at Baiter. Bayin b'shut skan aron. None of this stuff can you. I mean, these are heavy duty shaylos. These shaylos. This is not. No. This is for the big rabbis. All these shaylos. But Bain Bashut Skan Aaron Shahela Zaharama Lahikmir Laima. The Rama wasn't Mahmer to say the Lakhathil Lasitul Dvaram Shainam Khatim. He wasn't Mahmer to say that you should Lakhathil should not be taiva with something. Elika Shahatita Bamakam Gully. Only with a Khatita is someplace that's revealed. Avalima Khatita he what? No, what about 1 second? Avalim Khatita he be base has starim in a place that's normally hidden, let's say inside the mouth, right? Gam haRama moided the materas lefokain afilu lechatchila. Even the Rama would be moided that you can be tired like that lechatchila. So according to that,
braces
would be from internal stitches. Well, internal stitches might be that's you have that sheet. Ulam b'shut beis Yitzchak mochuk the pshite lei the dina d'Rama hanal havi gam v'chatzitz shu beis astar. Right, so the beis Yitzchak disagrees with that. So we have many.
These are ridiculous sentences.
Yeah.
I remember I heard last year of a story that a doctor forgot a medical sponge inside a patient.
That happens. That happens. You know, now in surgery they count every.
So is that a?
That's why they count every. We got a special nurse that child is to count every piece that goes to the operation.
That's something that she doesn't want.
And to count every piece before they throw them up.
But she wants it, she didn't want them
open
up again.
That's something she doesn't want inside her.
But inside, isn't it?
No, she doesn't want to be opened up again, though. She wants it there.
I don't know, maybe she would want to be open again.
One time I heard a doctor forgot his watch and
okay, so let's just finish.
How do you do things?
So what does it mean that she's mocked?
Two minutes.
Right? So a kapeda is going to pass by chatzitza whether she's makbud or not. Ach derech roi b'nei adam lahakbud al zeh. Meaning if roi b'nei adam are makbud on it, then even if she's not, it doesn't make a difference. Because she is a makbida, and let's say she is. Even if she's only makbid on this sometimes. And she's not makbid on this now. But now what that sometimes means, that's a big shell. But we're not going to have time. Yeah? Alright, okay.